Good morning. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England with a generally clear sky overnight. Temperatures have dropped back mainly into the 40s, reaching the dew point, which is allowing the formation of some patchy, dense fog. So visibilities are down from location to location, and in some cases, we're down below a mile, which may impact the morning commute. Temperatures will rebound nicely after the fog dissipates, and readings will be well above average again today. With a good amount of sunshine, we'll see average readings in the middle to upper 70s. That same high will dominate the weather through the night tonight, keeping an ocean storm well off into the Canadian Maritimes, and the front over the Great Lakes the last couple of days will continue to dissipate, and overnight lows will drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s with patchy dense fog forming once again. So with the front washing out and the ocean storm away, that leaves high pressure to control our weather right on through the rest of the middle of the week. This means plenty of sunshine and even warmer air in place tomorrow, middle to upper 70s, some places maybe even touching the 80-degree mark, with readings in the lower to mid-70s on Thursday. A storm system, which will intensify over the middle of the nation later in the week, will push a warm front through here during the day on Friday. This will generate more in the way of cloud cover and perhaps a few passing showers, and with the clouds, temperatures will be held back a bit, but highs on Friday should still reach up to around 70 degrees. Behind this warm front into the middle 70s with a mix of sun and clouds and a little more humidity on Saturday before the cold front makes an approach on Sunday. It'll be in a weakened state as most of the energy with this system will slide to our north and west and into Canada. Still, there's a risk of some clouds and showers late in the day on Sunday and Sunday night, and with a wave of low pressure, another chance of showers by Monday, highs though staying in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Jerry, located about 1,310 miles east of Bermuda. Jerry is nearly stationary, and a slow and erratic motion is expected today, followed by a gradual turn toward the northwest or north tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some fluctuations in strength are possible during the next 48 hours. And the Hurricane Center is also tracking shower and thunderstorm activity, which has increased and become more concentrated near the center of a large low-pressure system that's located about 120 miles east of the Nicaragua-Honduras border. Some gradual development of this low is possible during the next couple of days while it moves northwestward at around 10 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Shimojishima Island in Japan at 10:16 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail is at Campo Grande Airport in Brazil at 2:15 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 48 degrees with a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and fog and 12 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 44, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.01 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Imperial, California, and Yuma and Bullhead City, both in Arizona, to a low of 24 at Belmont and Sunset Crater, both in Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday for a third straight day, 73 degrees, the low 48. The average temperature 61, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday. We finished September with 4.81 inches, which is 1.51 inches above normal. And 36.32 inches for the year, which is 6.87 inches of precipitation above normal. There were four heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 166, that's 23 above normal. And 172 heating degree days for the season, which is 5 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees. The average low, 45. The record high, 90, set in 1927. And the record low, 28, in 1993. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:36 p.m. 11 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with patchy dense fog developing and lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with patchy dense fog developing and lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, pleasantly mild today with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly clear tonight with patchy dense fog developing and lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, patchy dense fog developing in spots and lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly clear tonight with patchy dense fog developing and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm in the middle to upper 70s. Sunshine with some high clouds developing on Thursday, still warm, mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Friday around 70. Warm and a bit humid Saturday, partly sunny in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, chance of a late-day shower, and showers in the evening with highs in the mid-70s. Another chance of showers on Monday with highs staying in the lower and middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.